Point concede. I mean, your most significant contribution to the show, Edel, is your wisdom and insight in our group chat and on the show. Mm. And then we also super appreciate the audio editing.
It takes a lot more time than it takes for me to post the show at this point. So, you know. I guess I do the show notes too. So, but you know.
It's a good thing that I didn't do the video during my first year hosting the show, because I spent so long on show notes in the first year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every week. And now I am much more chill, even when it's a deck guide. So I have time for...
You had to kind of, you know, you had to... The whole I'm a new host, I need to prove myself type of thing kind of comes in there too, and then you realize that, you know, you're here and you don't need to do that. I did the same thing when I did show notes to start with. Like, I was finding all kinds of stuff and throwing links from everywhere in, and I mean, I still do that, but it's, you know, I know my sources now pretty well.
Yeah, and you kind of get a sense for what's important and what
yeah.
work didn't turn out to be important, so you can yeah. just go for like what was actually needed in
and
the show
interesting
notes
to talk about too, like some of the things yeah. are like they're notable but they're not particularly interesting, so yeah, yeah. they don't always lend to discussion.
Yeah, I always have the little bit of that arc with new classes that I'm teaching. At first it's like, ah, I don't know the student. If it's a class I've never taught before, I don't know how to teach the material. Once in a while, I need to remember this material before I teach it. Like when I taught honors bio, and I was like, yeah, I'm good on ecology. I'm good on anatomy. I'm good on cell biology. I'm good on genetics. Wait, you want me to do botany? I know nothing about botany, or I didn't know anything about botany until I had to teach it. I was asking my friend who is now a biology teacher, and she was a bio major and botany was her favorite. Like, help me, please. And I was watching Crash Course videos and like taking really detailed notes and then going like to their sources and like, what I taught an anatomy class and we got to the exocrine system, which is like the kidneys and bladder. And I was like, I should know more about the kidneys than I do. And I made like the most like beautiful complicated diagram. I hate diagrams, but I made a beautiful complicated diagram of the kidneys and how everything worked and all the arrows, and it was like more than I could show my student, right? Like if I showed her this, it was going to be overwhelming. So it was actually a more is less situation to some extent. But now I know more about kidneys, so kidneys are really important, it turns out. Be nice to your kidneys.
So are you saying that the time you spent on the exocrine system felt like a waste?
Some of it did, yeah. We had to filter out the good stuff from the waste, which is exactly what your kidneys do to your blood, for anyone who was wondering. hopefully people remember that from bio, but my high school bio had not been. Like, for some reason, my high school bio and my college bio both just, like, skipped the exocrine system. They were like, yeah, it exists. Moving on. And anatomy, when I took it in high school, too, I actually took a whole class on anatomy. Skipped it. We did the digestive system. We did the circulatory system, the skeletal system, the nervous system. I got a million times because I majored in psych also. The immune system. Exocrine system just got skipped. I don't know. Underappreciated.
I could not tell you anything high school biology. Could not, like, you could put a gun to my head. I could remember that there were cells at one point and that I skipped the frog dissection because I have a sensitive stomach, and that's basically all I could tell you from like high school biology.
Name three organelles quick.
Oh god.
I had a student who just like had a learning difference. It was really hard for him to remember and spell vocab words. Bright guy, understood all the concepts that were going on, could explain the like physiology of it, but could not remember what anything was called. And bio is like 90% vocabulary. If you know the vocabulary, then you're good. yeah. basically. And if you don't know the vocabulary, it's just like, it was a rough class. We kept coming up with better ways to help him. We'd make mnemonics. He had an accommodation to have a word bank. We made all kinds of diagrams, and he would practice the diagrams, and he would put the labels into the diagrams, and we would make little stories about why the word was this way, and we'd look at the etymology, and like, this helped, but it was still like rough. Yeah.
Oof.
My brain is very, has significant things that it struggles with, but vocabulary is not one of them. So that made it a lot easier.
We all have our blocks, right? I mean, every neurodivergent person is a little bit spiky in different ways, and it's not all the same way usually. So,
yeah. Kontig in the chat says mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Very good. That is that is one of the organelles.
Nope.
The mitochondria nope. is what takes your oxygen and your glucose and makes energy out of it.
If They Might Be Giants didn't sing a song about it, I do not have any recall. I know the sun is a massive incandescent gas. That much I know, but like that's it.
Gigantic nuclear furnace.
I do feel like we might in science and history in particular, we teach so many facts. And then you talk to most adults and they don't remember any of it. I think if we taught, like required at least, fewer facts, but like really spent more time with them, that might be better. And maybe people would be more likely to remember it. I don't know. It's not like any of the stuff that they cover in intro bio was like not important. But
it's just too much. It's A, interest, and it's B, whether you're going to use it or not, right? Like, it's like anything else. Like, I mean, you know, I still know where all of the jumps are in Airman and Mega Man 2 because I cared and I spent a lot of time doing that, right? Like, I can play Mega Man 2 now and I still know how all those levels go. But, like, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, every game that I played back then, I'm going to remember, you know, because like that's it. They all didn't stick because I wasn't as interested in them. So it's just, I think it's just a matter of like you get exposed to a lot of different things and then you hold on to the stuff that you care about, right? Or that you're going to make use of in some way.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find, there was an SMBC, which is a webcomic Saturday morning breakfast cereal by Zach Wienersmith. There was a comic somewhere where it's someone talking about like, if you want, you know, we all think like, oh, when the kid asks, when am I ever going to use this? Like the way to motivate the kid to do math is to tell them like the ways that they'll use it in their adult life for their job or like for their financial accounting. And it's like, kids don't care about that.
Yeah.
Kids just want to think that it's fun or that it's like a game or that it's like, you know, kids care about like Pokemon. No, they don't think Pokemon is going to be their job unless they want to be an influencer, but like, you know, or Pokemon is going to help them
now
do
you
their
sell
taxes.
Pokemon cards, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I really hope that one day I get a card player math student.
Oh, yeah.
So ready. I think I was saying that last week as well, so I won't say that whole rant again, but I do sometimes ask, like, I try to bring it into their interests, and we'll also talk about, like, when is this stuff used, but when I liked math, I wasn't thinking I was going to use this stuff. I just thought it was interesting. Not every kid's going to think it's interesting, but if you can try to make it interesting in and of itself to the extent possible, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can.
Like, part of what I enjoy about building commander decks is that, like, I'm just doing the stuff that I do at work, but just differently. I'm like looking at systems and then finding where they're going wrong and trying to optimize them. Like, that's what I'm doing a lot of the time. Like, I spend more time tinkering with the decks than I do playing them. Right. So it's just like different ways to apply you know, it's like it's like anything. It's like trying to apply the concepts in ways that grab the person, you know.
Yeah. I didn't find the one that I was looking for on SNBC, but I found this one. The only math we should teach children is arithmetic. That's someone else saying. But if we taught them differential equations, they could calculate interest and make investments. If we taught them probability, they'd understand polls and predictions. If we taught them logic, they wouldn't be fooled by scams. You're making my point for me. If they understood differential equations, they wouldn't max out their credit cards. If they understood probability, they'd never buy lottery tickets. If we taught them logic, they wouldn't buy products that do nothing. In short, if people understood math, the economy would tank immediately.
Yep.
Try to explain America any other way.
I think you could teach them that all you want, and plenty of people would still do those things. So
it's true. The mathematicians are not immune from this. Ada Lovelace lost her fortune on horse race betting because she thought she was so smart, and she knew she was smart. And she thought, if I can write the first computer programs and be such a good mathematician, then surely I can figure out the formula to win at horse race betting. And no, she did not.
I mean, I understand probability works, and I still buy booster packs. The same thing, just on a smaller scale, you know?
Yep. I do think, though, that, like I think... something like statistics is more useful than calculus for most people. I actually agree with that. But I think, like, when you are, there are some topics that, like, when you're familiar with them, you see how they're used. And when you don't even notice when it might have been useful. And that's true for stuff that I don't know about also. Like, there's plenty of stuff. Like, I don't know anything about mechanical stuff, really. I don't know anything about cooking or food, hardly, like, but in general, you know, so everyone's gonna pick the things that they know about. Yeah. But yeah, because I'm such a nerd, math stuff comes up in my conversations and in stuff that I'm looking at when I need it there? Not necessarily. I'm not, like, except for teaching math, I don't use calculus in my job. But the ideas from it do come up, like understanding what exponential growth is, even if you don't remember all your exponent rules and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure that there's some really cool science of cooking that would be helpful, but also I just follow recipes, right? But, like, I would never, like, if I just had to bake a cake and I never recipe, I wouldn't know how to do it. It's, like, all ratios and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, the people on the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
They know their stuff because they can make stuff. They can make stuff without a recipe. It's like in Harry Potter when Hermione can only follow the potions recipes and Snape knows how to make new potions.
Yeah.
I only know how to follow the recipe.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's the thing is, like, if you have a recipe, you don't necessarily need to. It's interest, right, that gets you probing into it and figuring out the why and then being able to do your own recipes, right? That's a lot of it. I mean, like, like building a deck, it's, you know, you if you understand how all the stuff works, but it's just like you need to really understand it in order to be able to do it, and most people aren't going to just want to.
Yeah,
no, even if they want to, like, they're not going to stick through, like, the pain that comes through with learning it, right? Like, you have to really, like, learn how these things come together. I'm still, you know, like, I can tweak, I can't really, you know, I can't build a Hearthstone deck. I can tweak things, but
no, and it's partly just like what you think is what you want to focus on, like, yeah. I can get frustrated with my mom's lack of organization of her computer, but I realized one day that it was only fair if I was going to compare how my computer was organized and how her computer was organized and all our, like, files and Google Drives and all that stuff. Mine is much more organized, bookmarks, etc. However, if we looked at our physical spaces,
yeah,
it is very much reversed. It is a struggle for me to keep my apartment organized, and her house is always immaculately organized because she enjoys organizing it, and I enjoy organizing my computer, and we each do not like the other thing. So we don't spend any time on it. So you don't know about it. And that's fine, right? Yeah. I do try to show her the occasional thing to like make my life easier when I have to help her. But mostly she doesn't remember the stuff that I show her about using the computer. So,
yeah. I mean, it's also just like, you kind of had to grow up with it in order to, for the stuff to be natural, right? And like, I see that, like my, like even my mom is fairly good with computers, but it's still like a bunch of stuff that it's just, you know, it's not, it's something you had to learn later. Like even, you know, there's stuff now, like I'm getting to the age now where like there are things that I just don't get. And that sucks too, right? Like, you know, like I, and it's like, I could learn all this and, but it's like, who has the time, you know?
And then like, the kids don't know our stuff. They don't know how files work. They don't know how applications on the desktop that are separate from web apps work. Because they don't need to, because they don't use it.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're like in computer science, right? Like then they might, but otherwise, yeah, they don't, they just don't see it. It doesn't matter. Right. It's not important.
Although it is sometimes, it's frustrating to me that people will say, well, they're digital natives, so we don't have to teach them anything. It's like, okay, no one's born knowing how to use a spreadsheet. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to teach people how to use a spreadsheet, and that is useful in many occupations.
Right.
You don't all have to be as good as like Hat is at Google Sheets. To be able to use a spreadsheet.
I work with databases and I have to deal with spreadsheets a lot. Just even like, because people store data there. And we have to sometimes bring that into visualization tools, whether we like it or not, because it's the only place that that stuff lives for whatever reason. A lot of, sometimes good reasons, sometimes terrible reasons, but that's sometimes the only place that it lives. And you need to know how to work with it.
I can say my former roommate, who now works at JPL, and I don't know how they do it there, but before she was working at a satellite startup, and she was in charge of the power budget, and I saw over her shoulder one day that it was literally just a spreadsheet. And I was like, that's where all of that really important data about like how much power is budgeted for different aspects of the satellite at different times, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yep, it's just the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And it's gone to space now, so it worked, I guess. Although they did actually have a problem where they like designed the whole thing and then something was on the opposite side of the satellite than it should have been, and they didn't notice until it was like way too late. So I had to come up with all these like weird hacks because it was just physically in the wrong spot. The two teams, like the team that was actually doing the physical building of it and the team that was doing the like coding behind it, just like were not communicating, I guess. It's amazing how when you're a kid you think the adults know everything and have it all figured out and are competent and
nope.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, I mean there's so many things that are just like, hey, have you actually like talked to the person? No. Okay, cool.
We're just gonna assume this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a, I was thinking about like, I'm generally pretty forgiving in terms of like if students on a math test make a careless error, which I kind of even hate that phrase, careless error, because it makes it sound like, like some people, it's kind of derogatory, but anyway, like missing a negative sign or something like that. The way that we do it is like a question is worth 5 points. You can get 4 out of 5 if your only error is like you missed a negative sign or something, even if it was near the beginning. But it is true that like in the real world, sometimes it really matters that you didn't make any. So like, I don't know if people remember, there was this big brouhaha about black plastic spatulas and how you should throw it out.
Yes.
So I was watching a Hank Green video, and I do trust Hank Green to have done his research on this. He said, look, okay, so black plastic does have a somewhat higher level of flame retardant chemicals. The EPA had looked into this and determined that the amount that it could leak out, even with heat, was like way less than the safe limit. this brouhaha came about because some researchers tested it and said, wait a minute, it's actually coming out like right at the safe limit, and that's way too high. That's like way too close for comfort. But it turns out that they added an extra zero by accident, and was actually 10 times less than the safe amount.
Well,
so the whole thing was just somebody added an extra zero
and
didn't notice. Now, it sounds like other color plastic stuff, like microplastics and stuff like that, like plastic and heat is, from my understanding, I'm not an expert on this part. Not a good idea. But specifically the black plastic spatula, apparently you don't have to worry as much about it as advertised, because somebody missed an error and then everybody else looking at the paper assumed that they did the calculation correctly, and then they went from there.
You know what happens when you assume.
And like, I also was telling this to my student, trying to tell her why she needed to do her math homework, that you're not going to get fluency if you don't do practice with it. And I said, look, I tried to teach a calculus class the other day without having practiced the problems. I just looked at it and said, well, I know how to do that, but I didn't actually do it. And then in front of my student, I made two big errors, and like all the problems we tried over the day just like did not work. That was the same day as theory crafting. It was not my most good brain day.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Well, we should probably find someone to raid.
Yes.
Is Storm Rage streaming? Oh my gosh, Storm Rage is streaming.
I mean, they might be getting ready to do...
He says new decks only pre-pod time, and he's only been going for an hour. Pre-pod.
There you go. Okay. Cool.
Well,
I
go raid him.
Been playing Owl since show ended. 3-0.
3-0? Owl's still fine?
I mean, look, it's small sample size, right? I might lose this one because I just got Mucklud on 3, but...
Mm.
So what I did is I was like, we're still kind of close to being able to run Elise. What if we just had Azhara and Elise, and I just cut the Yours, and I cut Bob and Incendius, and got Best in Shell in the 6th slot, so it's not actually a minion, and you can just trade it. And I've had, you know, the 3 games where I got copy off Elise, right? So it was copy.
Yeah.
And everything's doing 34 damage or whatever.
That seems good.
That seems so good.
It's okay. Yeah.
All right.
So, well, sorry.
Well, we're going to send folks over to Stormrage, who is not playing Druid. He's playing Shaman. So, but, you know, so is everybody else. So thanks everybody for coming out. We will see you next week. Is a normal week, so we should be recording next week. And then week after that is Thanksgiving. So have a great night, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Okay. I don't. I-